game and wrestle, and we wish we can get our hands on you and the Four Horsemen. Take call of your body parts and rip them off one by one.
Put ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, Lordy, but Jesus, I just went through this whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went 2 sentences and then went through. All right, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going through this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
888-357-9876. Option 2 is the number to be a part of the top action comedy wrestling radio show in America. OWW Radio is here, brought to you at Wild Talk Radio. I am Alan Wojcik. The other voice you're going to hear right now is the superstar himself, Mr. Aaron Kendrick. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the Action Comedy Hour.
Oh, well, thank you. It's nice to be in this.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We want to thank the folks at Wrestlelicious for making us famous and their message board. Lots of fun there, but enough Wrestlelicious. Let's talk about another promotion that seems to be wanting to kill itself every week. TNA Wrestling. Yeah, last night. Another ratings victory for the WWE. Raw put up a 3.2 to TNA's 0.9. Now, Aaron, when you speak in, you got to speak loud because I'm confused on something here. WWE fans in there, I don't know if it's on the record stuff for spinning it, they're claiming that, oh, well, we didn't lose any viewers to Impact. We lost them because last night ABC debuted the new season of Dancing with the Stars. Do you really think the average wrestling fan, I mean, the average wrestling fan is not watching Wrestlelicious because, hey, that's not wrestling, but is the average wrestling fan going to watch a bunch of actors, actresses, athletes, and an astronaut dance around?
Well, considering that I think about 3/4 of the viewing audience for the WWE is 5-year-old kids, I'd say it's not entirely impossible. But, you know, TNA came up a point, so maybe they are losing some to TNA.
And they had what was quite possibly one of the most entertaining and then dumbest ending pay-per-views in wrestling history. No belts changed hands. We'll run the results real fast for those that didn't do the pay-per-view with us. Kazarian is the number one contender again, defeating Amazing Red, Daniels, Brian Kendrick to become the number one contender by winning a ladder match. Tara retained her Knockouts championship by defeating Daphne, but lost her Tarantula Poison, which if you watched Impact last night, and judging by the ratings, not many did, she still didn't get it back. Rob Terry quickly, and I do mean quickly, defeated Magnus, he wants to be called Magnus now, to retain his global championship. We got new number one contenders to the World Tag Team titles in what probably was one of the most amazing Ultimate X matches. The Motor City Machine Guns defeated Generation Me. We got two new contracted wrestlers. No, they're not Nick Hogan and Brooke Hogan. They're Scott Hall and Shawn Wallman, who in a swerve that Tim Stein on his show, Wrestle Talk Live, which has a special this Saturday at 10 p.m. called, he said, I see a swerve coming. And I said, yeah, what swerve do you see? He's like, Big Sexy's going to turn. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to turn Big Sexy. Sure enough, bang, Big Sexy turns. So the Wolfpack, which I didn't notice, Aaron, WWE doesn't own the copyrights of Wolfpack. I think the WWE owns the copyrights of your name and my name, but they don't own the copyrights of the Wolfpack?
Yeah, and they even played the Wolfpack theme song, which that really surprised me, but it threw me back down memory lane.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting to see them spray an outline of Eric Young, which was very foreboding for what happened later on in the evening. X Division champion Doug Williams defeated Shannon Moore. The World Tag Team champions in one of the two matches that I called wrong, that was one of them. I picked Beer Money to win. I lost. Hernandez and Matt Morgan somehow have retained their tag team titles, only to have Matt Morgan attack his partner after the show, and then on last night's Impact, attack him again, doing a stretcher out of the building. Kurt Angle defeated Mr. Anderson in another brutal, violent fun fest, which I'm sure is going to go to lockdown. And TNA wrestling website billed it as a wild and chaotic bout between champion AJ Styles and Abyss because they watched some ECW tapes from back in the day and said, hey, Taz, you and Bam Bam Bigelow did this. Did the audience go crazy? They said, yeah. Said, okay, cool, we're going to do it in our building. So the laws of physics were learned here, kids, and I'm sorry to do a science project. One of the Young Bucks, Generation Me, took a flat back bump from the top of the Ultimate X. Now, I may be wrong. Tim may be able to tell us this. Scott and Corey may be able to tell it. You may be able to tell it. That thing, Aaron's what, like 15 feet up, you think?
Probably. 15 feet up, 20 feet, somewhere
right.
In there.
He hit the mat flat back. Tim's saying 20. Scott and Corey aren't cluing in, which is okay. He hit the mat. No damage done. But the Green Lantern Monster Abyss with the ring. Scott's saying he thinks it's 15. With the mighty choke slam Hulkamania style. Picks up AJ Styles, who's probably about the same weight as the Young Bucks. And choke slams him into the ring. Sending Styles through the ring. Match over. Here comes Flair in a wheelchair. Flair's like, no, 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 that's not right, that's not right. Sorry, you need to go in the pit too. Desmond Wolfe, you didn't even wrestle on the show. That's fine. You get in the pit, too. And that's how the show ended. My wife watched it with me, and she's not a wrestling fan at all, and she's going, you're kidding. I said, yeah. Interesting. And you watched it with us, Aaron. You watched it with me and Tim and Tim's crew at WrestleTalk Live that did a post-show, and they do a post-show after every pay-per-view for fans that are wondering who the heck we're talking about. WrestleTalk Live and WTR Productions are the people that help us out with our show. Overall, what did you think of the show? Great. If you could grade it 1 to 10, favorite, least favorite of the night.
I'd give it an 8 out of 10. And my favorite match of the night would probably be the tag team match, the tag team Ultimate X match. Because, I mean, me and you were talking during that match, and we decided that was one of the best X Division matches of all time. And I'm gonna say it's the best X match since the tag team Slammiversary match with Styles and Daniels against LAX. That's what it kind of reminded me of as far as the delivery went. That was my favorite match.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Tim is correcting me. The show is called Wrestle Talk Radio. I do apologize. They do have a show this Saturday at 10 p.m. that I will be a part of, and if I don't repeat it a few thousand times, Tim will hang up on all of us. 888-357-9876, option 2 is the way to get in touch with us if you want to talk about this, or if you want to get on the line and take some questions to one of our guests tonight, who is the voice of Dragon Gate USA. Lenny Leonard will be joining us in a few minutes to talk about a very huge weekend in wrestling that if you're a wrestling fan, this is your Super Bowl weekend. WWE has always called it, like, WrestleMania is the Super Bowl, the World Series, the NBA Finals, all rolled up into one. And in the next hour and everything else, we're going to get into that. I mean, lockdown last night already got a formation set up. And what amazing to think, Aaron, after the last Impact that Hogan and Flair wrestled on, Hogan swore in a stack of Bibles as tall as his daughter, I'm never wrestling again, brother. And I know my impersonation stinks, and that's okay. I'm done, brother. I'm not wrestling again. So you watch Impact last night, or if you're like me, DVR'd it, watched it today, and fast-forwarded through the Eric Bischoff concert to open the show, which had absolutely nothing to do with wrestling, but what do you want?
If you caught the promo that he cut, it actually did have a little bit of...
Okay,
go ahead.
I mean, it was beautifully shot. It looked like it was a rock concert held at Universal during Mardi Gras or something.
At first, I thought it was a stunt double. I'm like, ah, that Bischoff can't play guitar. Then I
He's amazing. Yeah, I'm under orders from Tim to tell you you need to speak up in big boy voice.
Okay. All right, Tim.
There he goes. There it is. Yeah, So let's go back to that point real quick. Hogan swore on a stack of Bibles as tall as his daughter, I'm done wrestling, brother. So, of course, he announces In addition, I think it's April 18th is lockdown. In addition to the main event of AJ Styles defending the belt against the number one contender, Elijah Burke, Pope D'Angelo, whatever you want to call him. Sorry, I'm losing my voice as I do the show, so I apologize. We're going to get the traditional Lethal Lockdown. The Lethal Lockdown right now looks like it's Team Hogan versus Team Flair. So I figure watching it, okay, cool. They're going to captain from outside the ring. Uh-uh. It's Hogan, Abyss, and two other people probably to be named later. Possibly, who knows? Pick anybody, who knows? Taking on Team Flair, which will be Flair. I believe Desmond Wolf, they may have teased. And two other people. How do you feel about being lied to again by the immortal Hulk Hogan? I'm done, brother. I'm totally done. Really, this time I'm done. I don't get it.
I'm not so sure. Now, I might be wrong on this, but I'm not so sure that Hogan and Flair are actually going to be in the match. I think that Abyss is going to be the captain for Team Hogan, and AJ Styles is going to be the captain for Team Flair, so I'm not so sure they will be in the ring.
I'm not sure. I mean, the way it read last night, verbally, the way they said it, and some of the wrestling websites,
yeah.
I don't know if it was on OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com, which is our parent site. Check them out, fans. They're an awesome site. I don't know if they had listed them on there or not. I mean, the neat part about it was seeing some spontaneity, and there was more wrestling, I think, on their show than WWE this week. As a go-home to WrestleMania, which we will be talking about in the second hour, and you can always get on with us through Skype if you don't want to dial the 888 number. I believe it's WTR_Sunday_night. Can you correct me if I'm wrong, Super Producer Tim? He says that's right. He's also watching the Calgary Flames on TV, fan, so we apologize. His Flames are good. We're happy that he's a Calgary fan. And for a go-home show for Mania, Impact, wrestling-wise, was pretty good. You had a good main event in RVD and Jeff Hardy against Beer Money, who I guess now are what the Naturals were a few years ago to Jeff Jarrett. They're Eric Bischoff's team to beat people down. Maybe they're the new three-minute warning. I don't know. We'll get into this with Lenny Leonard, because Lenny's not the biggest fan of Ring of Honor, of TNA wrestling. 888-357-9876. We're going to touch on Match of the Week later on. We've got plenty of stuff to get into. The whole second hour is WrestleMania, folks, so if you're not a WWE fan, or you are, you came to the right place. This is Online World of Wrestling Radio. That's Aaron Kendrick. I'm Alan Wojcik. We'll be back.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Pose, What If, Fair or Foul, even an e-fed called Takedown. More? Okay. OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forum. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it.
The night where boyhood dreams come true.
The boyhood dream has come true for Shawn Michaels.
The night where new eras are born.
He got it! The stagger! Mike Tyson in! Austin at the top!
the night before the granddaddy of them all on WrestleTalk Radio on Saturday night, April 4th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com.
Option 2 Option 2 is the number to join myself, Alan Wojcik, the voice of OWW Radio, Aaron Kendrick. Nick Anthony is not here tonight. We do apologize. If people were wanting to be a part of the show and going, yeah, where's Nick, man? We don't like you. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not really sure where he is.
Nick is off with his baseball team right now, man.
Oh, that's where he is? Okay, I thought maybe he was at spring training or something.
Yeah, they actually just won a game. I just talked to him.
Oh, far out. All right. Oh, we are waiting on the voice of Dragon's Gate USA and Evolve Lenny Leonard to join us. Said he was going to be a part of the show. You can be a part of the show. Call us up, Skype us, IM us, however you want to do it. While we're waiting for Lenny, we can mention that in addition to it being WrestleMania weekend, I'm not sure how many years this has gone on, but I believe it's at least the second or third year that Ring of Honor has gone along with WWE to that city. I think it started in Detroit. I could be wrong. Where Gabe at the time, Gabe Sapolsky was the booker. Now Kerry Selkins moved it along. Scott say in 2006, you can IM me at ALANWOJCIK if you want to be a part of the show, or WTR underscore Sunday underscore night if you want to Skype us. Ring of Honor is holding their annual shows the same weekend of WrestleMania, the 26th and 27th. But a funny thing happened on the way to the pay-per-view. Gabe Sapolsky leaves, joins Dragon Gate USA, which we addressed with Lenny Leonard a couple weeks ago. Dragon's Gate decides, hey, we're going to run the same damn weekend. Oh, yeah, in the same damn city. Oh, yeah, and according to a newsletter today, if you bought tickets to Ring of Honor, you can bring your ticket to the Dragon's Gate shows and use it for front row seats, and you get $20 off their front row seat. Now, well, Aaron and I have the rundown for both of these shows, and it's 3 pages long, so we're not going to do every single match that's on this thing. We could probably do it with Lenny if he wants to talk about it. I mean, the main event, it looks like, for night one of the Dragon's Gate show, there's two main events. The Open the Freedom Gate Champion, BXB Hulk, versus the Open the Dream Gate Champion, whose name I'm going to probably butcher is Naruki Doi.
Yeah, that's right. Naruki.
They're wrestling each other. Lenny can explain this when he comes on. If we're hoping he comes on, he may be having some issues with his young son. He may not. He may be watching something on TV. I don't even know what the heck those two titles mean. I mean, they sound really cool. I'm not sure. Second is a traditional Dragon's Gate style match. Seema, Gamma, and Dragon Kid versus, now this is an awesome tag team, Jack Evans and the Young Bucks. According to Tim, we've got a call. Could this be the one and only Lenny Leonard?
It is. Sorry I'm late, Alan. I apologize. I had
No big deal.
Issues.
Oh, that's fine.
It happens. Yeah, we were just starting to talk about it. Yeah, we were just starting to run down the very huge Dragon Gate USA weekend. For fans that have not watched Dragon's Gate or weren't a part of our interview a couple weeks ago, which is available if you podcast through OWW's home site, onlineworldofwrestling.com, What's the difference between the Open the Freedom Gate champion and the Open the Dream Gate champion? Is that like a world title and a continental title thing? Explain it for us.
No, the Open the Dream Gate title is the original main singles title from Dragon Gate in Japan. That's their top singles belt. The Open the Freedom Gate title is Dragon Gate USA's championship. It's a separate promotion. It's the U.S. arm of Dragon Gate, but we have our own champion, so it's not really a secondary title within Dragon Gate. It is the main belt in Dragon Gate USA.
Okay. So basically, that it is the way it reads. It is title for title. One man is going to walk out with the belts that night, no matter what. Well, is there a DQ rule, or how does it work?
Well, that was going to be the case. However, Naruki Doi lost the Open the Dream Gate title just today, actually, in Japan. happened this morning, our time. It was tonight in Tokyo. He lost the belt to Yamato. So now that match is going to be for the Open the Freedom Gate title, and Naruki Doi is no longer the Brave Gate champion.
So does that mean TJ Perkins is getting a shot at Yamato, or is that just a challenge match still?
No, that's still just a special challenge match, but that belt will be defended on Saturday night as part of the Mercury Rising event against Susumu Yokosuka. It'll be his first defense of the title. We're pretty excited that Dragon Gate made that a title match for us.
Now were both events in the same building that night? Are they both in a Celebrity Theater, or did they switch it up, one's in one, one's in the other in the town?
Nope, same building. Both nights, back-to-back, Celebrity Theater. It's right in the middle of Phoenix. It's probably about 10 to 15 minutes away from where WrestleMania will be. It's 10 minutes down the road from where the Hall of Fame will be that on Saturday afternoon, so you can very easily get to the Hall of Fame Saturday afternoon. As soon as it's over, get in a cab, get on a bus, get in a car. 10 minutes down the road, and you'll have plenty of time to make it to Celebrity Theater for the pay-per-view event on Saturday night.
If you're just joining us, this is the voice of Dragon's Gate USA and Evolve, Lenny Leonard, 888-357-9876, option 2 is the number. Aaron and I have the card in front of us, and we were looking at it off the phone, and we're just going, wow, some of these matches look pretty awesome. Is it just the night of the 27th that Tommy Dreamer is on, or is he on both nights?
No, Tommy's just there Saturday night. He's actually wrestling in Japan Friday night against Jiri. Jiri's got a new promotion, so he'll be flying from Japan in for our show in Phoenix on Saturday. We're pretty excited about that. He's in the three-way against Jimmy Jacobs and John Moxley. And anybody in Chicago or watched that event on pay-per-view, on pay-per-view you didn't get to see it, but if you got the DVD, you saw the confrontation between Moxley, Jacobs, and Dreamer on that show.
And if they're a friend of yours online, you actually posted an interview that Moxley did, or a one-on-one with the camera that he did. And I met this guy at the Peterson Cup last November, and you met him as well. And I thought, wow, he's a really good wrestler, but he really didn't do any talking. Then you played his video online, and it's like, holy God.
Moxley, probably one of the most underrated promos anywhere in wrestling right now. He's really, really good. If you do a simple search on YouTube, you'll find dozens of promos, every bit as good as the one that I linked to on my page. So. He's worth going out of your way to see.
Wow. Is there a particular match on the Dragon Gate show that you're looking forward to calling?
I don't think I could pick one match out of both of these nights. I mean, if you look at the cards up and down both nights, they're absolutely stacked. It would be pretty tough to pick one match out of all of those that I'd be most looking forward to. But I think B.B. Hulk against the Rookie Boy is going to be really, really good on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this is the voice of Dragon Gate USA. In case you're just joining us, this is Lionel Leonard. He will take your call. He will answer any questions you've got about the world of Dragon Gate USA. 888-357-9876. Option 2 is the way to get in on this. There's a match on the show that's actually pretty interesting to see. USA versus Mexico. Derek Nykerk, who was a WWE developmental talent, against Jichu Gallo, against Hijo del Rey Mysterio. And am I reading this right? the original L.A. Park is on the show? That's amazing.
L.A. Park is his name. L.A. Park is his name now. His originally, he was the original La Parca. The La Parca that's in AAA now is not the original. Antonio Pena and AAA had the rights to the gimmick. So they, when L.A. Park decided to leave the promotion, they kept the gimmick and they kept the rights to the character, and they put a new person under the mask, much like Vince did with the fake Razor Ramon and the fake Diesel back in the 90s.
And we all know how wonderful that was.
If I'm not mistaken, after all the years of arguing back and forth and the legal threats and everything, I think they finally agreed to do business, and they started an angle between the two to see who's going to get to show who the real La Parca is down in Mexico. If I'm not mistaken, they just started that last week.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Now, we couldn't, Aaron said, so are we talking ROH with him or just Dragon Gate? I said, no, we got to talk ROH with Lenny, because even though he doesn't work for them anymore, he's still a fan somewhat of them. For someone who's been in the business as long as you have, and I'm not asking you to pitch either, I'm not asking to be a pitch man for this for Dragon Gate, but what do you think as a fan of the WWE basically telling all their talent, okay, boys, you're in town, you are not, in big capital letters, not to go near the Dragon Gate USA show or Ring of Honor? Does WWE, you think WWE is a little paranoid, thinking that, oh God, if my boys get seen with these smaller guys or everything, that, I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, that's certainly, you know, within their rights. It's their company, and, you know, these guys work for them, and everybody's got a boss, and you do what your boss tells you to do. They're out there for WrestleMania. It's the biggest event of their year. It's a business trip, and if your boss decides that, you know, you need to not be seen with, quote-unquote, the competition or at other shows, and they want to keep their guys busy and tied up all weekend because that weekend is for them and their fans, and that's certainly their prerogative. And having never worked there yet, I can understand it. I don't know if I were in the position of being told what to do, I might look at it differently, but I don't work there, so, you know, I can see Vince's side of it.
Well, I know you went.
Do you think maybe that this could maybe affect the turnout for the Dragon Gate and Ring of Honor events? Maybe since WWE's stars are not allowed to go around there, maybe the fans are going to stick around Access? Or do you think maybe you guys will get a bigger turnout since there's another wrestling show?
I think anybody who's going to see Dragon Gate on Friday or Saturday night is going there to see Dragon Gate. They're not going there to see if Edge or Rey Mysterio are going to be in the crowd. If you're going to the show, you're going to watch the show. If you happen to see somebody there, then, you know, that's pretty cool. But I don't think anybody's buying a ticket to see Dragon Gate, or if they're buying a ticket to see Ring of Honor, to see what WWE guy might be in the crowd. That makes no sense to me. So I don't think that should have any effect one way or the other.
Now, a couple of years ago, WrestleMania was in our backyard, me meaning Lenny and myself, in Florida. Were you able to go to Mania after the Ring of Honor shows, or did you just say, you know what, hell, I'm burned out of wrestling, I'm not going anywhere?
I didn't go. I had the opportunity to go. I had tickets for both the Hall of Fame and WrestleMania offered to me if I wanted to go, but I had family commitments that weekend back on the other side of Florida. So as soon as the Ring of Honor shows were over, I jumped in the car and went back home. But I did
have
agree.
Yep.
I do regret a little bit missing out because, you know, they were pretty amazing shows from watching them at home that night. But, you know, I still got to see everything, so.
All right. You were living in New York when the original WrestleMania went down, right?
I was.
Did you end up going near that or WrestleMania 2 out of the Coliseum, or were you just like, I'm just going to watch this on TV?
No, my first WrestleMania was 10. I didn't go to any.
Oh, really? Cool.
10 was the first one I went to back in the garden.
Yeah, which was actually a funny. I'm going to be posting in a few days the U shoot with Jim Cornette is on out in stores right now, and through KPAB Commentary's website, and he actually talked about his paydays for that event. It was just like.
He's like, I got paid $10,000 for that event. And I'm sitting there going, and he's bitching about it. I'm going, you got paid $10,000 for one night of wrestling, and you're complaining. Are you sitting there listening to me going, like, I wish I got a payday like that? Or are you about to tell me, not actually, that's my Dragon Gate payday?
Yeah, no, that's not a Dragon Gate payday. But, you know, you never begrudge anybody trying to make as much money as they can. And if he feels that, you know, 10 grand wasn't enough for what he did on that show, then, you know, who am I to begrudge Jim Cornette, one of the greatest managers of all time, want to make a little bit of money? That's what this business is all about. If you're not in this business to make money, you're in it for the wrong reasons. So,
this is the voice of Dragon Gate USA, Lenny Leonard, joining us here on WWE Radio. When you put these two cards together, and I'm not really trying to get you to pitch Ring of Honor, but since you covered them for so many years as a part of their team, you're looking at some of these matches for both shows, and they're basically like, not to use the term, but they are, they're WrestleMania-like cards. And how much Ring of Honor are you actually looking at these days, or do you not even bother looking at their product?
I haven't watched a show since the last one I got paid to call. I mean, I still keep up with the results, and I see stuff on the boards, and I see the comments about the shows, and you know, I'm still friends with guys who wrestle there. Obviously, I've got a lot of friends that are there, and so I keep up with them for that. And, you know, I hope they do great business and that all my friends make a lot of money, because they deserve it. The guys work their asses off, and they bust their ass in the ring, and they give it every single night. They did the entire time I was there, and I'm sure they still do now. So, like I said, I don't begrudge anybody making money. So if friends of mine like Roddy and Kenny King and Eric Stevens and guys like that, and Tyler Black can make a zillion dollars there, then God bless them. I hope they make it.
How many times have you been tongue-tied saying some of these names? Because there's a special attraction match with Quackenbush and Jigsaw taking on Susumu Yokosuka and Jinke Horiguchi. Are you sitting there before you do... I mean, are you sitting there before a show going, can't we just have Joe West fight West Joe instead of this stuff?
No, because I've called so many matches with these guys over the years. This isn't, even my first Dragon Gate USA show wasn't the first time I called matches for Dragon Gate. So, I'm familiar with the guys. I was a fan of the product, before I started working for them. So, the names aren't too bad. Sometimes I get a little tongue-tied on the moves. And the names of the moves, trying to remember them all, and I have copious notes with me at ringside while doing commentary. But other than that, the names of the guys is probably the easiest part of the show.
Now, the Dragon Gate website teased, and it got leaked, unfortunately, that A&E is going to have a new reality show with someone who I'm not going to name who it is, because why give the surprise away, but... they're going to have a reality show being filmed, and there's a special match that's going to be taped for it. Are you a part of this thing, or are you not involved in the A&E show?
No, I was sent a release, and I had to sign, so, and they're taping the first match for that show, so I'm assuming there'll be commentary being done on it, so I don't know if my face will be there, or just voice, or what my role is, but... I got sent paperwork from the producers that I had to fill out and send back in and fax to them the other day. So I'm assuming I'll be involved somehow, but I don't know how.
Now, according to the ticket alert that went out there, and this is from a couple days ago, there were fewer than 20 seats left in rows 1 through 3 and 4 through 5 on the night of the 27th. Do you know if the 26th is completely sold out yet, or what's the ticket situation like for them?
I do not. Sal actually left for Phoenix a couple days ago, so I haven't really talked to him nor Gabe over the past couple days. So what I read was what you read. I know they were winding down, and there was another deal that was running through tomorrow, I believe, for tickets. People were looking for it, and they also, you know, they put up a deal about ROH ticket holders. If they looked at the two cards and they decided that they thought the Dragon Gate card was better, just bring your ticket for Friday night from your ROH show that you were going to attend instead, and you can get $20 off a front row or front three row seats, or or $20 off of a general admission seat or something like that. I forget what the deal was exactly. But if you bring your ticket in, they'll let you exchange that if you wanted to go to our show instead. If you bought your ticket before the two cards were announced, they'll give you the opportunity to, you know, change your mind. Kind of a buyer's remorse kind of a deal.
Now, the next, correct me if I'm wrong, the next Dragon Gate event is May in Chicago, or is it the event in Canada?
It's Canada, May 7th in Windsor and May 8th in Toronto, or right outside Toronto, I believe.
Now, I know we asked this question a couple weeks ago, but is there a particular city that, in your mind, you're going, God, I've never been there, I really want Dragon Gate to run in that town?
Well, I've never been to Canada, so I actually had to go and finish up my passport stuff today, so as luck would
Hockey Hall of Fame, dude, you gotta go.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping I have the time to get there. I don't know what the schedule's going to be, because we're getting, we got to go to Windsor, and it's a four-hour drive from Windsor to Toronto after the show, so I don't know if I'll be sleeping all day Saturday or what, and I don't know what time my flight back is going to be on Sunday, so hopefully I'll have time, but I know the Blue Jays are out of town, so I'm pretty upset about that.
Lenny Leonard is our guest, 888-357-9876, option 2 is our number. Now, Aaron's not a Yankee fan, but you and I are. Talk me into buying the without Hideki and without Damon and this not really sure who my fifth pitcher is. Sell me and other Yankee fans that we're just 162 games and a few playoff games away from another world title.
Well, I mean, they didn't get worse, I don't think. I mean, granted, you're losing Matsui's bat, but and Johnny Damon was a big part of that offense, but I think Curtis Granderson's going to hit for more power in Yankee Stadium. He's going to have a little bit more trouble against lefties, but I see him hitting for more power. And the pitching staff is still solid. I mean, nobody ever won a World Series because they had the best fifth starter in baseball. The fifth starter is exactly that. It's the fifth starter. If Javier Vasquez and Andy Pettit and C.C. Sabathia and A.J. Burnett do what they're supposed to do, and Phil Hughes and Jabba Chamberlain and Mariano Rivera do what they're supposed to do in the bullpen, then Alan, you could be the fifth starter in the Yankees win the World Series.
I got no problem with that. My 17-month-old could probably do it. Your son could probably pitch. I mean, that would be a pretty interesting situation.
No, my son doesn't have an athletic ball in his body.
Oh, that's mean.
Not all right,
yours is a baby. All right, I got to ask this, because I know you're also a football fan. If you're the number one team, and you've got the number one pick in this draft, and I'm sorry to go off wrestling for a minute, fans, but we ran through everything that I had for Lenny to answer. If you're the number one pick, if you're the number one pick in the draft, who are you taking, and where the heck is Tim Tebow going, dude? I mean, you live here in Florida with me. You can't go 5 minutes without someone walking up to you going, "Where's Tebow going, dude?"
If I've got the number one pick in the draft, I'm trading it.
Okay.
I don't think there's a franchise player that you're going to want to give $60 million. Nobody wants to pay $60 million guaranteed. Nobody wants the first pick anymore. You got to move it, especially, and if you've got the first pick in the draft, it means you're bad, which means you have more than one player that you need. Trade down, get multiple picks, and try and rebuild your team through the draft that way. But if you're unless there's that once-in-a-lifetime guy that you can take with the number one pick, I think you trade the pick, especially knowing that in another year you could potentially have a completely different salary structure than you see now as far as the cap goes, and a rookie wage scale could be in play. Why pay $60 million for one guy? That's a big chunk of change to drop on a kid who's never played a down in the NFL. And Alan Tebow. All things, from what I've read, they said he looked really good at his pro day, but he's completely changed his throwing motion. You know what? The guy who wins football games, that's all that matters to me. Maybe he's not the most aesthetically pleasing-looking quarterback in the pocket, but I don't think anybody expects him to come out his first year and take a team to the playoffs. It's going to be a big learning curve. He's learning a new system, a new game, basically relearning how to be a quarterback, but the guy has shown that he's a winner, that he's got intangibles, and that he's willing to do the work to get better. And I think if somebody were to give him a shot in the second or third round, in a couple of years, they might have themselves a pretty good quarterback.
This is the voice of Dragon Gate USA, Lenny Leonard joining us, Aaron Kendrick Allen, Watch Your Kirono WWE Radio. In the next couple of seconds, we're going to get into WrestleMania weekend. And I know you are, you grew up a fan of the business. What are your thoughts as a fan? Because we used to go to the same WrestleMania party at the Mullet Richie Rich's house, which he's not doing this year, but hey. And you would come in one of the years that we were there. It was the year that Hulk Hogan had gone into the Hall of Fame and had like a 6.5 hour long standing ovation. Is there someone that you're sitting there as a fan going, you know, that guy, and pick someone from that's actually in the Hall of Fame that shouldn't be there and has taken someone's spot. If you're running the Hall of Fame, who is the number one and two people that should be in and should not be in?
Well, here's the thing. The WWE Hall of Fame is not a Hall of Fame. It's a vehicle for Vince to do what he wants with. So I don't think anybody takes the WWE Hall of Fame seriously. I think the Hall of Fame that matters to anybody really that follows wrestling is the Observer Hall of Fame. And I think pretty much everybody who's supposed to be in there is in there. And I don't think there's anybody who's in there that shouldn't be. There may be a couple of people that aren't in the Observer Hall of Fame that could probably be in there. Like maybe a tag team like the Andersons aren't in there, and you know, you could make a good argument for guys like that. But like I said, the WWE Hall of Fame, I don't pay it any mind. That's Vince's play, just like everything else in zones. So I'm really paying any attention whatsoever. I mean, come on, Bob Uecker and you always give me a break.
So basically, you're nowhere near Mania. You're flying home Sunday. Is that what you're saying?
My flight back from Phoenix is at 6:45 Sunday morning.
Oh my goodness, Aaron! So I'll be asleep.
I'll probably get a couple hours sleep after the show, but right to the airport and sleep the whole way back to Florida.
Hey, anything for Mr. Leonard before we let him go, Aaron? You got anything that you're sitting there going, "Damn, Alan, shut up"?
No, I'm just sitting back here because I'm not going to sit here and act like I know everything about Dragon Gate and Ring of Honor. I mean, I know what I know, but I'm loving your attempts at how to pronounce all the Japanese names, Alan.
Yeah, we'll actually get Lenny on another time, and he'll school all of us in the Japanese names. You may actually have Lenny Leonard, International Man of Mystery, as a teacher someday soon, Aaron, so you may want to be nice to Lenny.
Well, I mean, I'd love that.
Nice to
meet. Alrighty, we're gonna let Lenny go. Thank you very much. It's DGUSA.TV is the website if you want to get in on everything Dragon Gate USA. What time are the two shows this weekend?
Both shows are 8 o'clock Phoenix time, so plenty of time to do whatever you want on Saturday as far as going to... If you were so inclined, and I read on a couple of boards that there are people who are trying to go for the trifecta, the ROH show is early in the afternoon. The middle of the afternoon, it has the Hall of Fame, that our show is going to cap off the evening Saturday night. So if you wanted to go for the trifecta, there are people that are trying. Ring of Honor, then the Hall of Fame, and then cap things off with the Mercury Rising pay-per-view, which is going to, in my opinion, steal the weekend.
That's Lenny Leonard, folks. Thanks a lot for coming on, Lenny.
Anytime, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
This is OWW Radio. Coming up after the break, we're going to get into the 2010 WWE Hall of Fame. This is OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. The Hero Says, with everything wrestling. Head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's worth away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Vince
Nick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling stars today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Spaceman, oh spaceman, come rescue me from this calling.
Hey everybody, this is Biff Naked. Hang loose, hang ten, high five, go get 'em, fight the good fight. You're listening to WTR with Biff Naked.
Option two, this portion of OWW Radio is sponsored by the Cobra Kai Dojo. Thank you for your sponsorship, ladies and gentlemen, there. Watch out for that Miyagi Dojo, though, man. They got some pretty good trainees over there. All right, we teased it up a bit there with Lightning Lad, and we're going to get into the WWE Hall of Fame, but unfortunately we do have to do a tribute here. Mike, and I'm sorry if I butcher this name, Sigluna, who wrestled as Baron Mikhail Sigluna, unfortunately lost his battle with cancer this past weekend at the age of 80. He had retired from active competition in 1984 and was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 1996. He was a star of the WWWF, Worldwide Wrestling Federation, in the 60s and 70s when WWF ran with the Tunney Group up in the Toronto area. He was mid-card, also feuded with the legendary Bruno Sammartino, whose name I'm sure will come up in the next segment. He held the WWF United States Tag Team titles with Smasher Sloan, held the World Tag Team titles with King Curtis Iaquea, and was also a frequent partner of the legendary Gorilla Monsoon. So we want to send out our best wishes to his family. I know a retired WWE referee recently passed away, and I'm sorry I can't remember the gentleman's name. But it's a good segue to go into the next few minutes before we go to the top of the hour to talk WWE 2010 Hall of Fame, which will be on this Saturday again on USA Network, this time probably heavily edited since they've got a couple hour advantage. I think they're doing it, like I said, early in the day. We're going to run the names real quick between Aaron and I, and then we're going to get into an interesting bit here. Celebrity inductee this year, no, not Pete Rose again. This time it's Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker, who's going to be inducted by the creator of Saturday Night's Main Event, Dick Ebersol. Former WWE Women's World Champion, AWA World Champion, NWA World Tag Team Champion, Wendi Richter is going to be inducted by Rowdy Roddy Piper. Former AWA World Heavyweight Champion Maurice My Dog Vachon is going to be inducted by the legendary Pat Patterson. The legendary Japanese... Yes, everybody's legendary here. Sorry, we're not vintage. We're legendary on this program. Antonio Inoki, the founder of New Japan Pro Wrestling and former senator, I believe, over there, is going to be inducted by former AWA World Champion Stan the Man Hansen, the Lariat Hansen. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, is going to be inducted by both his sons, Ted Jr. and Brett DiBiase. Brett is a WWE developmental talent. I was stunned last week when this one came up, and I mentioned it with Nick when he was here. The legend, Gorgeous George, is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. And if you don't know who he is, you need to Google his name. And if it comes up as some woman, ignore that, because there is only one Gorgeous George. And announced by Stone Cold Steve Austin, another posthumous inductee, big vocabulary word, sorry guys, the legendary Stu Hart. If you don't know who Stu Hart is, you need to surrender your wrestling card and your man deck. He will be inducted by his son, the legendary Bret the Hitman Hart, who's got a busy weekend. And I believe the way Bret was talking about it in his promo on Monday Night Raw, every single person with the last name of Hart, maybe with the exception of Jimmy Hart, is going to be there. Now, my question to you, Aaron, is, and I got to understand, fans, you got to understand, Aaron is a little younger than me, so he may not know some of the names that I'm going to bring up. But if there's someone, Aaron, in your wrestling knowledge, that's like the biggest glare that you're going like, okay, we're going to yank Bob Uecker and put in this person. Who did you put in instead of Bob Uecker?
I can't really give you just one name. I mean, like, I think about, you know, of course, Sam Martino. I think about Randy Savage. I think we're all waiting on the day when hell freezes over and that happens. Owen Hart, the King of Hearts, I think he should be inducted one day. Dynamite Kid should be inducted eventually. I mean, you just can't really narrow it down to one person.
Now, were you surprised, because we had talked about this last week, that for the last couple of years, WWE has done a tag team. They did the Funks, they did the Briscoes, the Blackjacks. I had talked to some of my wrestling friends, including my friend Mike Ligori, and we both said, if you're going to do a tag team this year, it's got to be the British Bulldogs, or put the Hart Foundation in, since Bret's going to be there, because I mean, I grew up in the 80s. They were tag team wrestling. That was the feud in the WWF. The NWA had plenty of feuds, Rock and Roll and Midnight and Tully and Arn and other people there. But if you were a WWF fan, and if you watched the 24/7 channel or the recent DVDs that have come out about Bret Hart and the Allied Powers DVD, that was the tag team feud of the mid-80s, was the Hart Foundation versus the British Bulldogs. And how neither one of those teams is being acknowledged, I don't get. Obviously, like you said, Bruno's the biggest shock of all. Bob Backlund, yeah, maybe Bob Backlund could be in there too. But you can't put every single WWF, WWF, WWE heavyweight champion in. The obvious reason we know Bruno's not in, Bruno can't stand the current product. If you find an interview with Bruno, he'll tell you, and then he'll tell you some more.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's a generational thing. What you might like, Aaron, being 15, 16 years old, me being 35, I may sit there and go, God, that sucks, but you may say you like it. I mean, obviously, Randy Savage being someone that you mentioned, pitch me why Randy Savage should be in there. For fans that don't know, give your reasoning why the Macho Man should be there.
Well, I mean, you go back and he really put wrestling back on the map. I mean, he did for wrestling, you know, what Sylvester Stallone did for the Rocky series. I mean, you know, Randy Savage, you go back, he was the first guy to start wearing, you know, all these leopard skin tights and having the valet walk him to the ring and all that, you know, maybe besides a Ric Flair, but I mean, they were around that same time. But Randy Savage, I mean, he had the year-long title reign that culminated with the Mega Powers exploding at WrestleMania 5. That was huge, man. And for him not to be in the Hall of Fame, I think, is a travesty.
What about Miss Elizabeth? Because, I mean, she was, everybody likes to say, you know, Missy Hyatt's the first lady of wrestling, and we talked about that with Sean McCaffrey. But if you're not going to put Randy in, why not Elizabeth? Because she was, you know, you had the Bobby Heenans and Fuji and Slick, Jimmy Hart. And then there's this very nice little lady from Kentucky who walked her husband to the ring. And would not really do it anything. She's the reason you had a Sonny, a Sable, a Lita, Trish Stratus, you want to name it. I mean, granted, she never got in the ring in WWE, Vince Russo sure as hell tried to get her in the ring in WCW. I mean, what are your thoughts on this, fans? 888-357-9876, option 2 is our number. You can Skype us at WTR_Sunday_night. And some of these people, this is one of those classes, outside of Bob Uecker, I can't sit here and go, well, you know, that person shouldn't be in, that person shouldn't be in. The big stunners still to this day are Wendy Richter being involved and Gorgeous George. It's just, like, amazing. Because you can't take the $1 Million Man away. Because, I mean, he was a 4-time Southern North American heavyweight champ even before he ever got to the WWF at the time. He was a part of Bill Watts' Mid-South promotion and came in without a gimmick. And you're of the age, I'm of the age, you hear money, money, money play, you know who's coming. And this is a guy who you just could never, ever see a heel. We got Scott, one of our producers, has mentioned in two names, and I don't know, they could be on the fence, they might not be on the fence. Ravishing Rick Rude and Jake the Snake Roberts. Yes or
yeah,
no?
I mean, yeah.
Who do you think?
Well, I mean, both of them. I mean, I was sitting here, I thought about Jake the Snake, but I just figured that a couple of the ones that I mentioned might have been more deserving, but I mean, still, I mean, you go back and watch Beyond the Mat and watch what Jake the Snake has been through. I mean, if he can overcome what he was going through in that documentary, then I think he, above anybody, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And Ravishing Rick Rude, I mean, nobody has a better reputation in the business than Rick Rude.
We're going to slowly transition to hour two, which is going to be total nonstop WrestleMania. The next hour, we're going to break down the entire card. We're going to talk about the entire weekend that I sure wish we were going to, but of course, we're not. 888-357-9876, option 2 is the number. You can Skype us, you can email us. You can go to onlineworldofwrestling.com/OWW/radio. You can email us through there. Hall of Fame this Saturday, like Lennon Leonard said, Dragon Gate USA, Ring of Honor are both in there that weekend. I got nothing to do on a Saturday night except babysit my daughter and a friend of hers. So at 10 p.m., I'm going to be a part of Wrestle Talk show on the same network, 10 p.m. I may try to use the same picks I'm using here. I don't know. We're going to run through. I mean, like I said, I got to get ready because Aaron and I are one of the 605 people in wrestling that are a part of this ladder match that we're going to talk about soon. OWW Radio, we'll be back in a few minutes, folks.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloxest, All Time Polls, What If, Fair or Foul, even a e-fed called Takedown. More? Okay. OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one heard it. That one heard it.
This is Lacey Von Erich. You're listening to The Network, Ken Steinbilt, Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, this is the Spud Guy, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern as we get an in-depth with the world of wrestling. And as always, you can find me there, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
welcome back to a WrestleMania Hall of Fame and WrestleMania edition of OWW Radio. That's Aaron Kendrick. I'm Alan Wojcik, losing his voice every second on the air. I sound like Jim Ross at the end of the WrestleMania pay-per-view. He's like, no cows, no cows. You're like, Jim, I'll give you a dollar here. Get some throat lozenges, buddy. 888-357-9877. I don't know, but it's a melee. It's a Donnybrook. It's vintage. Oh, no, we can't use that because Michael Cole copyrighted that phrase, apparently. WWE, everything is vintage over there except for the actual wrestling. 888-357-9876, option 2 is the number. One of our producers, Corey Morrow, is going to join us in a little while to talk WrestleMania, but let's do real quick some match of the week stuff there, Aaron, if you want to at least tease it, as they say in the industry.
Yeah, man. Well, we don't really have enough time to go in depth with it, but I can tell you that we had 3 runner-ups last week. We had Randy Orton and Triple H, Jeff Hardy and AJ Styles, and Heath Slater against Mr. Tarver over on NXT. And if you want to catch Match of the Week, you can go to my column later on this week, Match of the Week, on wildtalkradio.com, and I can break everything down for you and give you the Match of the Week itself. So be sure and check that out.
All right. Our producers came up with an idea for us to do that. They wanted us to talk about WrestleMania 25 to this coming Sunday, WrestleMania 26. And it took me a minute or two to grasp what they wanted to do. And basically what we're going to try to do in the next few minutes, and it's going to be hard to do it, is we're going to report card the writing staff of WWE, which is like 25 people, I think. One of my cousins is on there who's 9 years old. I don't know. We're going to run them, as many of the talent as we can, from the champs on down to mid-card. We're not going to include the NXT people because obviously they've been there for a cup of coffee. But we'll start at the top of the roster. And I feel like Shawn Michaels and Triple H a few years ago in Indianapolis. But hey, I'm not in their caliber here, but let's start at the top with the 2 world champs. Last year's WrestleMania, where was Batista? Was Batista even on the show? Was he hurt? I don't even remember. That's how horrible WrestleMania 25 was.
I don't think he was on the card, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that tells you just how bad that show was last year, except for the Money in the Bank ladder match and Michaels Taker. Nobody really remembers a lot of that show. And if you do, prove me wrong, fans. 888-357-9876, option 2 is how you get on the show.
Here's the bad part about that. I actually have the DVD.
Yeah, so do I. I just watched it a couple days ago to just refresh myself. And I'm going, wow, this really was a bad pay-per-view. And that's kind of hard for WWE to do with 4 hours of pay-per-view to do.
Yeah.
Great Batista from WrestleMania then, obviously he was out and he was injured till now. Are you digging Batista as the heel hiding behind 25 security guards, Aaron, or are you sitting there going, dude, you're the champ, be the champ?
Well, I mean, obviously the security guards thing, it just builds up the match. I mean, you know, he's just playing around with Cena, and he's like, hey, you gotta wait until WrestleMania. So, I mean, that really kind of, I agree with doing that. I mean, you know, that's why in every big match situation, you know, they just always have them go out there and act like they're about to tear each other apart and then make the security guards tear them apart, and that just really builds up the pay-per-view. So I agree with doing that.
And, of course, your other champion is no longer called Y2J. He's just called Tampa resident Chris Jericho. And this has got to be one of the bigger years for him because, unfortunately, when Jericho won the belt a few years ago after the merger of the companies, many people just called him a transitional champion. Another definition word there. I feel like Dean Douglas. Sorry for a retro term there. But he was basically holding the belt till Triple H was ready to come back. Now he's had the belt. Yeah, he got it at the Chamber, but
well,
it feels like WWE is pushing him better than they did back in the day. mean, obviously, we'll give our picks later on the show, but I could feel Jericho's confidence. He's just oozing this heel confidence, and he's not, like Scott, one of our producers, said, he's not just a traditional chicken bleep heel. He's actually got a purpose. Spear, spear. Spear, 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 spear. Yes, all right, we got enough spears out for the entire show for Edge. I mean, Ray Jericho is a champ right now. And obviously, you know, it was a month ago, a month from the thing. I mean, could you see, if you're booking this, and you're one of the 25 riders under Stephanie, are you sitting there going, I want Jericho as the long-term champ, or are you saying, I don't dig him?
Well, first off, I mean, you know, the last time Jericho had the belt was, I believe, in late 2008, and he had a really good run. And I would say that would be one of the bigger years for him because he got Superstar of the Year in the Slammies. But fast forward to now, I mean, Jericho is playing this heel character to perfection. And, I mean, you know, he just goes out there week after week using the Dean Douglas words like you just acted like. And, I mean, it just really, the fans hate him for it. And so I would say that right now Jericho is the man that I would want running my company as champion if I were running a company, because he is just, he's at the top of his game and has been for several years now, and he's just really smart in the business. So I would say that Jericho is a grade A champion.
This actually has been, since WrestleMania 25 till now, if you want to call this like the year of so-and-so, I call this the year of the developmental system. And I tease the idea of the You Shoot with Jim Cornette that's available through kayfabecommentaries.com. She plugged there. And Jim Cornette was in charge of the developmental system, and out of their system came John Cena, came Dave Bautista, some other people who are slipping my mind right now, and I'm sorry. This year alone, they're pretty well represented at this WrestleMania. You're going to have Dolph Ziggler, who was up earlier as Nick Nemeth of the Spirit Squad. You've also got Drew McIntyre, the current Intercontinental Champion, once again, the IC belt not defended at WrestleMania. We'll get into that later on. You got Ted DiBiase Jr., who is developmental as well. Kofi Kingston, who was a part of last year's Money in the Bank ladder match, also developmental. Now you got Sheamus, another one, developmental guys. Plus all these guys that are on NXT. I mean, is there one in particular that you could pick, Aaron, that could say, you could say, yeah, that's the breakout star of the current developmental people? Is it DiBiase? Is it, I mean, obviously it's Kofi to an extent, because the place goes freaking nuts when Kofi hits that rampway, man.
Well, I mean, I remember whenever Ted DiBiase Jr. first came in, I remember watching him come out on the stage with his dad, and his dad would build him up. And whenever he started teaming up with Cody Rhodes, I'm watching those two right from the start. Ted DiBiase always stuck out way more to me than Cody Rhodes. And watching him these past couple of years, I've started to realize why. I mean, he plays his gimmicks well. He knows how to make the fans love him or hate him, which we haven't seen him play the love part yet. But
I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, and, I mean, you know, all the stuff with Orton, I can only imagine that Orton got him experienced good. So I'm going to say Ted DiBiase, because I see great things in Ted's future. Great things.
So you see Ted doing the Marine 3, the search for more money?
I'm sorry,
I had to bring that up. I mean, the biggest shock is that Rey Mysterio is actually going to be a part of a WrestleMania, and the match may actually go more than 30 seconds for fans that watched last year's WrestleMania. Yeah. I mean, the intro to the ring and everything was longer than the entire match you have with JBL.
Yeah.
And the other obvious is the role of CM Punk. I mean, he went from being in the world title picture to now he's, some people may call the Straight Edge Society a mid-card gimmick. Maybe not, because you got Luke Gallows in there, and you've got Serena, Deb, whatever. I think she's just Serena right now.
There you go. Hey, another developmental right there.
Yeah. And that's the funny part, is that people are like, oh, yeah, Punk came out of developmental. I didn't break it to you. Punk was like Brian Danielson. Punk was kicking butt all over the indies for years.
Yeah.
And it just took him to change his look a little bit to be WWE material. Is there someone on the roster, and you're sitting there going, damn, I wish they had used them better, or is there no one that's pinpointed in your mind going, yeah, everybody had a pretty good year? I mean, the obvious is, or like MVP. I'm a big fan of MVP. I can't help that. No, I grew up, he's from down here. So, I mean, is there anybody in your mind that you're thinking about that you're going, damn, if I was booking it, I'd move that person up?
Well, for one, Evan Bourne would have had a title a long time ago for me. Because Evan Bourne, I believe, is one of the top five, maybe top four wrestlers in the WWE right now. And the fans really get behind Evan Bourne. So that's one for me.
888-357-9876, option 2 is the number if you want to get involved with this. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back and we're going to talk. We're going to keep this talk going. One of our producers, Corey Morrow, may be joining us, and you definitely need to join us if you're listening. We're going to continue this WrestleMania talk after this timeout on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the Internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, news, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's worth away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Vince Vision,
Mick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the Internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known Internet wrestling talent today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Otaku Talk Live.
I got a 15 on the intelligence roll.
Okay, what are you doing with it?
Trying to find a slinky.
Okay, you find a slinky, but it's one of those cheap new plastic ones.
This one. Go to the top of the stairs.
I yell, watch out for paint cans.
Duck.
Okay, since he is smart enough to say duck, he dodges the duck that swings down from the top.
Duck and dodge paint cans, ducks, and any other flying object.
Okay, okay, you also ducked the free pussy that flew by, but that's okay. You're now at the top of the staircase, with a slinky in hand.
Put the slinky on the top stairs and tip it over.
I get our following to, well, not our, but Shiniko's following to members, and we all start going, go, 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 go!
All right, hang on a second. Oh, the slinky stops halfway down.
Oh!
God, I hate when that happens.
You know what? At this point, I'm going to roll for the steal and the win.
Wait, what?
LAB Rule, Chapter 7. Subsection 15.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, roll a d20.
I hope Bob Barker doesn't own this castle.
For more geekiness, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Tuesdays, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
888-357-9876. Option 2 is the way to be a part of OWW Radio, or Skype with WTR underscore Sunday underscore night. This is Online World of Wrestling Radio. Our official site is onlineworldofwrestling.com, where you can look at the rundown for all of this fun stuff, or you can go to WWE.com. I'm Alan Wojcik. That's Aaron Kendrick. And I do believe we have two callers on the line. Would one of these happen to be our Uber producer, Corey Morrow?
It is.
All right. And call
I'm
whatever you
in the background. What's that?
The other caller is the other producer.
All right. Scott's here as well. Awesome.
Guys,
yeah, I figured yeah, might
one
well
of you is listening. One of you is listening to us, so you got to mute it, because if you don't, Tim's gonna get angry. Like if Calgary didn't.
Lane Corey, my computer's off.
Mad. Awesome. All right, we've been talking WrestleMania this entire hour. 888-357-9876. Option 2, if you want to get in on all this funness. Let's talk the weekend itself. Because we talked hour one with Leonard about all the fun stuff that you can do if you're not having tickets for WrestleMania. And, God, I don't want to know how much. Do either one of you guys or Aaron know what's the average ticket price to this event?
I'm afraid to find out myself because, you know, I'm unemployed. Yeah. And I would love to go to a WrestleMania, but it's never going to happen in my lifetime at this rate.
I
know I've got my ticket from WrestleMania.
Oh, you're.
I know I've got my ticket from WrestleMania 18 right in front of me, and it was $136.
Oh God.
Oof.
Well, if you can't afford,
but you remember that's Canadian dollars.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Canadian
I forgot.
Dollars,
that's
yeah.
Like what $1.50 American, or I don't even know the currency exchange. I'm sorry. We've got all
US
this stuff
about
in front.
75 of those sack of Julias.
Ah, gotcha. According to our Canadian producer Tim, the Canadian dollar is always higher than the American, eh? We filmed SmackDown last night, so we're not gonna talk. We can't talk SmackDown because it didn't actually happen yet. But they get a travel day today to get their butts to Arizona. And if you're a WWE superstar, guys, and Aaron and I are looking at this thing that you guys put together for us, and we're real appreciative of it, you're on the move from the moment you land and get up Wednesday. Because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, during the Hall of Fame, after the Hall of Fame, you're on the run as a talent. I mean, it's almost like and they are making us like the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl's been in Tampa enough times that I've seen the way they set it up. And there's party here, party there, party everywhere. If you're a fan of the WWE, this is where you want to be, even if you can't even get into the pay-per-view, guys. I mean, Aaron, as a fan, are you sitting there going, yeah, I want to do all this fan access stuff, but I don't know?
Well, you know, there's certain parts of it that I wouldn't mind getting to go to. I mean, they do have some pretty cool interaction with the superstars that I wouldn't mind getting to take place in, but some of the stuff is just really, you know, I couldn't care any less about some of the stuff.
You can join us in this conversation, fans. 888-357-9876, option 2 is the way to get to us. Corey Morrow and Scott, our producers, have joined us as well for WrestleMania Roundtable. I guess that's a traditional radio term. And they've got this stuff going from Wednesday.
I think, Corey, did you get to go to one of the accesses at WrestleMania 18?
No, I didn't go to the access.
Oh.
But I tell you, I mean, even
just
hanging out in the city that weekend was a lot of fun. Because everywhere you went was wrestling fans. I mean, no matter where you went, you ran into a fellow fan.
So the $136 Canadian dollars was worth all of it.
You got to see the Rock
yeah.
And Hogan, dude. Come on.
I'd do it over again.
He got
yeah,
to see the Rock
that's
and
the one everybody remembers.
Yeah, he got to see the horror of Steve Austin, Kevin Nash, or Scott Hall. It's like, oh my God.
My personal favorite.
Yeah, but you know, he pretty much got to make up with that with Hogan and Rock.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, as we mentioned, this thing's going Wednesday till Monday Night Raw, which is held traditionally in the same city. And I can't believe some of the stuff, like Aaron said, yeah, if you got kids, yeah, it's a cool deal because they're spread out all over the town. You're going to get autograph sessions everywhere. The Phoenix Convention Center is the place to be, obviously, at nighttime. It looks like from 6 to 10, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is their autographing thing. And I don't know if it's in this listing here, I don't see it, but I was told by some people that WWE actually holds matches at this thing.
Yeah, obviously, from what I remember reading in the past. Yeah, every once in a while, from what I read in the past, they would hold a few matches to, like, keep the crowd's attention and everything. You know, some of them, you know, usually reported as being pretty good, but other than that, I mean, they don't really hold any standing. They're just there to have fun.
Now, we asked this earlier, and since Hall of Fame's a part of this weekend, we asked this, and Scott added some stuff offline through through Instant Messenger. I'm going to ask two of you guys. Let's say the Hall of Fame is an actual building somewhere, like the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto or the football in Canton. If you two had a pick, and say this one at a time, don't jump on each other, put one person that's not in the WWE Hall of Fame. Corey, who goes in and why?
Oh, jeez.
Caught you off guard, sorry. Honky
Rowe.
Oh, interesting. Scotty, you mentioned Rude offline, you mentioned Roberts offline. Name someone else that isn't in there that should be in there and why.
Geez, you just took away my two choices. Why do you have to put me on a spot like this? I don't work well on the pressure.
And you're a producer!
You know what? Actually, British Bulldog. Davey Boy Smith.
Him by himself?
Thought that the man was a magnificent wrestler. Yes, him by himself. I've never been a big fan of the Dynamite Kid, surprisingly enough. I've always been a big fan. I really grew up by watching wrestling mainly after the whole British Bulldogs team split up. So I mainly saw Davey Boy Smith either as a singles competitor or teaming with Owen Hart. Or Yokozuna, or whoever he was teaming with at the time, or in the Hart Foundation at the time. So, for me, if I can't choose Rude or Roberts, I would definitely go with Davey Boy Smith. I think the guy had some of the talent to actually be a main eventer, and just didn't have the charisma, really, to bring him up there. But still had an overall talent and career-wise.
Yeah, you're on Dangerous to getting hung up on by our producer. You're on Dangerous to being hung up on by our producer, Tim Stein. He brought in, he said, are you kidding me? Dynamite Kid, pound for pound, was one of the best wrestlers of his time doing matches with Tiger Mask before he got really into the WWF and got injured. But if you put in, I'm going to put some humor into this to lighten up for a second. You put Davey Boy in, does Matilda come in with him, or is Matilda not allowed in?
Oh, my God.
Celebrity.
Oh, she goes in a celebrity so she can go pee on Bob Uecker and Pete Rose and William the Refrigerator Perry.
Just Pete Rose. Bob Uecker doesn't deserve that. Any man who does the Major League movies, much better than being peed on by a bulldog. Bulldog.
888-357-9876, option 2 is the way to get in on this conversation, folks. We're talking WrestleMania weekend. While we got everybody...
Hey, Alan.
Yeah, and we're gonna.
I remember one.
Uh-huh.
All right, now, is it my time now?
Go ahead, brother. You're
right. All right. I remember one showing that Matilda had inside the ring with Jimmy Hart. She had a pretty good little in ring showing against him at WrestleMania one year.
I think it was free in Pontiac, which supposedly had 205 million people at it.
Yeah. Didn't it beat the Rolling Stones?
Why don't we just ask Hogan?
Why don't we just start an animal wing? We can put all of Jake's snakes in there, and it can be sponsored by the World Wildlife Fund.
Yeah, they're WWE's paying them. You could put Frankie in there. You could put Bobby Heenan's weasel suit in there.
Oh,
we're gonna transition in. Oh, you had to bring him up, man. Damn. I wish I was that guy around the horn that I could mute you right now and take points away. I'd just bring up poor Chavo Guerrero Sr. or the Hector that did that costume. All right, we're gonna transition. We're not gonna take our next break. We're gonna keep the conversation going here. If you're just joining us, we are OWW Radio. I'm Alan Wojcik. That's Aaron Kendrick. Corey and Scott, our producers, off the air joining us, and Tim Stein will, every so often when he's not looking at the Calgary Flames game, he may throw in some words of wisdom. He's a part of Wrestle Talk, and they've got a show this Saturday night, 10 p.m. I know you two are sitting there going, shut up about that damn show. Well, I'm going to be on a show, so if I don't pub it, they're going to hang up on my butt. We're going to forego commercial until later on, because this card, I mean, this is like, I can't remember how far back it goes, and one of you guys or Tim can bring it in here. When did we start this WrestleMania has to be 4 hours thing? I mean, I understand the importance of WrestleMania, don't get me wrong. I grew up in New York where WrestleMania 1, 2, 10, 20 took place. So I know the importance of the pay-per-view. But, Corey, pitch me on the idea of why this thing's got to be 4 hours.
You're looking at the wrong guy, because I honestly don't know. I mean, by that fourth hour, I'm usually starting to get kind of burnt out on the whole thing, you know what I mean?
Well, Scott, you've gone, correct me if I'm wrong, you've gone to some New York shows, Frank Goodman-style shows, that have been 4 hours before the semi-main events even hit the ring.
That was before the intermission. They were
four
hours.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His shows were ridiculously long. Some shows, I've been to a show, I think, that lasted 7 hours one time. I was like, I got there, like, got in at 7, or, like, left at 2 a.m. His shows were monstrously long. So, to me, having WrestleMania 4 hours doesn't really affect me. I remember they started doing that starting with WrestleMania 21, because WrestleMania 20 was a 20th anniversary thing, where they had the 5-hour show here in New York, which I never got to go to. But,
Scandalous.
Afterwards, I think to show that it was a little more important and the bill goes out of more money, they added an extra hour to the show than the other normal 3-hour shows.
Aaron,
and
what do you
works.
Think?
I would
buy it every year. Right. Aaron, are you sitting there going, God, just make it 3 hours. I don't want this fourth hour.
Well, actually, I mean, WrestleMania normally, I enjoy watching it for the 4 hours. I mean, I love watching the 3-hour specials on Mondays and stuff. And WrestleMania, I think it's great that they made it 4 hours, because you can't really fit the showcase of the immortals, as they like to call it, into 3 hours. You got to have it 4 hours to give it that Super Bowl feel.
If you're just joining us, this is OWW Radio, 888-357-9876. Option 2 is the number you want to hit. Or if you're a Skype person, WTR_Sunday_night. Let's run this card. It's a huge card, which amazingly doesn't have a women's match on it and doesn't have an intercontinental title match on it again. But let's start at the bottom and work our way up. Usually, traditionally, Money in the Bank opens the pay-per-view. And this year's Money in the Bank, I think, has 125 people in it. I think my wife is in it. My 16-month-old daughter is in it. I think the ghost of Yokozuna is in it. May he rest in peace.
Hey, right before I come on the show, I got a phone call from my 96-year-old aunt. She said she was going to fly over to Phoenix to get into the Money in the Bank. So,
brilliant. Absolutely. I mean, we'll take it one at a time. I'll start here, and then we'll go to Aaron, Corey, and Scott, and you can chime in, fans, if you want. I'm going to run them real fast. The Money in the Bank this year has got 4 brand-new people and 6 repeat offenders. The new people are Dolph Ziggler, Jack Swagger, Drew McIntyre, and Evan Bourne. And then you've got
repeat offenders Christian, Kane, Shelton Benjamin, MVP, Matt Hardy, who cost MVP the one here in Orlando, which was 24, and the spot man himself, Kofi Kingston. Traditionally, this is like getting the Intercontinental title, which just seems to be always in this damn match. If you got to pick someone, we'll start with Aaron and work our way to Corey and Scott. Pick your person and why. Who of the 10 guys in this match is the future world champion? Because that's obviously what happened. They won the match, and a couple months later, briefcase cashed in. Michael Cole goes, oh, my God, they won! Vintage whoever! Aaron, start us off. Who wins this?
I'm picking Kingston. Before the first qualifying match even took place, I said that Kofi Kingston was going to get in the match and win it. Honestly, though, I don't see him winning the world title. I'm not going to predict that and say this is going to happen, but I don't know that part, but I'm going to say that he does win Money in the Bank Sunday.
Corey, who are you taking, bro?
Well, the guy I'd like to see take it would be Evan Bourne, although I know there's probably no chance in hell that happened. The guy I see winning it is probably going to be Drew McIntyre or Dolph Ziggler would be my pick.
So you think either one of them could be world title material in the next few months?
I don't think they are, but I think WWE would try to push them as such.
Scott, who are you taking, man?
You know what? No matter who I pick, I don't think anyone who's going to win this Money in the Bank is going to win the world title. I think this will be the first year that they finally have a world a Money in the Bank challenger lose that match. So I would love to see Christian win the match because I think Christian could be a main event quality wrestler with the WWE. But I'm going to say Kingston is going to win it. And then
Tim's going to laugh at me because he's going to be like, he's actually circling his picks. Yeah, I'm keeping this copy so I can be a part of their show Saturday. I'm going with MVP. And it's not because I've known the guy for years. It's because you've built this guy up as the biggest free agent in sports history. And a couple of years ago, I said Matt Hardy cost him the match. Last year, he pretty much wasn't a part of it. I mean, you've teased him as being there, and you've teased him as being there. It's like, God, I mean, damn it, just put him in there. And just for amazing part, I'd love to see a Money in the Bank person cash the damn thing in at WrestleMania. And they tease it and tease it that you can go after the champ from now till the next WrestleMania. Why not wait till the double main events are over and go, you know what, you, I want it. Shock the crap out of the building. Moving on.
Well, personally, I would love to see that. I would love to see that happen myself. If, the ideal storyline for me would be Jericho beats Edge, Christian wins the Money in the Bank, cashes in, beats Christian, and you have a three-way feud going between them on SmackDown. To me, that'd be the ideal main event for till summer.
All right, next match on the table. It got announced this past Friday night on SmackDown when he lost to Luke Gallows. Rey Mysterio versus the leader of the Straight Edge Society, CM Punk. If Punk loses, he has to join the Straight Edge Society. I don't know what happens if Punk
loses. Punk's already in the Straight Edge
Society. That's a stipulation. Right, but I mean, does Punk have to wear a luchador mask and look like he's 12 years old underneath it? I'm going to go first. I'm going to go with Mysterio.
Mysterio can't help the fact
thing,
that he doesn't age.
I understand that, dude, but
I mean,
Mysterio
can't change the fact that he doesn't age, man.
Yeah, well, when your kid looks older than you...
The kids look older than him, granted, but still.
Yeah, and it's no knock on the performer Oscar Gutierrez underneath the mask. He's a phenomenal talent when he's not injured. I'm going with Rey Mysterio. I'm going with Rey just because I can't see him in the Straight Edge Society. But you know, the obvious, you know, as a writer, and I'm a budding screenwriter, amateur screenwriter. Yeah, there's people that are probably going, yeah, but it makes great television. Put him in the society and make him pout the whole time. Corey, who are you taking and why?
I'm gonna go with Rey Mysterio. just for the fact that he's portrayed as like the ultimate underdog and, you know, a superhero for kids. And I think on this stage in their G-rated era, they're not going to have one of their top good guys lose at WrestleMania. It's just become that predictable, I guess.
Aaron, who are you taking and why?
Well, I mean, you know, I agree with what Corey just said, because really the only time WWE has ever really upset the audience by having a heel go out on top at the end of the night was WrestleMania 16 with Triple H, and that didn't really draw too well. So I'm going to go with what's smart here and say that Ray wins.
And again,
yeah,
I'm with Aaron and
Corey. So everybody's taking Ray.
It's almost a proven fact.
All right, so we're all going with Ray Ray, Pookie, and Big Steve from the neighborhood with a big shout-out. All right, moving on. We've got a triple threat. Seems to be like a part of the WrestleMania in the last few years. The explosion of the legacy has happened. All right, I bring on my big boy TV voice there. Randy versus Cody versus Teddy. Yeah, I know that sounds like an NSYNC battle or something. Who are you taking and why, Aaron?
Well, like I said earlier, I think Ted DiBiase is the one that sticks out above all, and I'm thinking, you know, again, for the smart thing, I think they're going to try and get over his new movie by turning him babyface, so I'm going to say Teddy wins.
All right, now I know both of you, I know Scott disagrees with that one because he was railing on Teddy and his messenger. Scott, why Cody, are you going with Randy?
Actually, I'm going to just go for the hell of it, Cody Rhodes, because I think out of all three of them, he's the only one that can wrestle. I've never been a big fan of Randy Orton. And I think Teddy J over there, he's a poor man's Randy Orton. And, I can't stand either of them, really. In the last few months, Randy Orton's been stepping up his game, but I still can't stand him. I want Cody Rhodes to win and then move on to something bigger and better. That'll happen,
Corey.
But that's what I'm going with.
Corey, who and why?
I'm going to go with Orton again just for the same reason as Mysterio, that he's a guy that's heavily protected, like storyline wise. I don't think they want to kill the momentum.
And of all the people you would expect to be a babyface in this match, guys, I mean, Randy Orton?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how
One at a time, boys, one at a time, because Principal Tim will kick us all into detention. I got to agree with some of the folks here. I'm going to go with Orton just because he's the Viper. He's the Barracuda, the Teddy Bear, whatever the heck Michael Cole calls him this week. I can't see Orton's momentum stopping. I don't know. All right, we got a couple more minutes, and then we're going to take a break. We're going to do one more match, and then we're going to take the break. We're going to leave some of the big, big matches for later on. But we're going to do one more match that involves the biggest athlete in sports today. Forget that everybody in the NBA may be bigger than him, but we're not talking that. Unlike last year's Mania, the tag team titles will actually be on the pay-per-view unless they botch it again. Unified World Tag Team Champion, The Miz. Well, The Miz and Big Show taking on Morrison and R-Truth. I'm going to go first. I'd love to see Morrison and Truth get this, and they're my pick. I'm not a big fan of Mizanin. I would rather have seen them drop the belts a little while ago just so I get to see Bryan Danielson kick a crap out of him at WrestleMania, but I know it's not going to happen. Aaron, convince me of your pick. Who's going over?
Well, I'm not for that reason, but I am going to say John Morrison and R-Truth. I think they are going to do something with Danielson. What I think they're going to do is I think they're going to have Daniel Bryan come out and cost Miz the match and start the big U.S. title storyline there on with those two. So that's how I think it's going to play out. I'm saying Morrison and Truth. It's my pick.
Corey, who are you taking and why?
I'm going to go with Show Miz just for the very simple reason that I am not an Air Truth fan.
Wow.
Plain and
simple. Scott, talk to me, man. Yeah, that's plain and simple.
Braids and shades all the way.
All right.
Braids and shades all the way. The reason why, actually, is because same reason with Aaron. I think they're going to take the belts off of Miz Show and have Miz start working a program with Daniel Bryan. That's so hard to say. Daniel Bryan eventually have Miz focus more on the next program.
Yeah, and because of that name you just used there, I actually got in trouble in the OWW message board because I used the term that I'm not going to use on the air. Apparently there was like a thing going around about nicknames, and to paraphrase it, I said, you know, the tag team is about to kick your butt would be a great name for these two guys, but of course I got reprimanded for it. 888-357-9876 is the way to join this conversation if you want to. Option 2 is the way to get there. I'm Alan Wojcik with Corey, Scott, Aaron Kendrick. This is OWW Radio. We'll be back.
OWW Radio.
Hey, The Answer here, better known as William McConnell, co-host of Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Just letting you know, you can keep it tuned here to Wild Talk Radio Network every Saturday night around midnight or midnight and a half at CB Radio, the show with no conversational boundaries. If you want to get in on the fun, go ahead and call 267-97-1397. Tell them you want CB Radio, and we'll play your voicemails on the show. Or, if you're a little shy, go to wildtalkradio.com and join us in the chats and talk to the fellow listeners and the hosts themselves live while they do the show. So remember, if you're bored, feeling a little lonely, or just want to say nothing to no one in particular, do yourself a favor. Call the number.
The night where boyhood dreams come true.
Wait a minute! Michael said he got it! He got all of it! Michael's got all of it! Michael's got it! Come on! 5, 2, yeah!
The boyhood dream has come true for Shawn Michaels!
The night where new eras are born.
Michael's going for another chip. Austin, he got it! Chris Steiner! Mike Tyson in! Austin is the champion! Stone Cold! Stone Cold! Stone Cold!
The night where the torches are passed.
He's holding up, that's what he is. The greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this! He's
this year at WrestleMania. Find out the night before the granddaddy of them all on Wrestle Talk Radio on Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com.
Yeah. Cash money, heroes, private jets, polish.
Option 2 is the number. Thanks to Karen Rudolph, one of the 600 songs that WrestleMania uses to promote itself. I think the song's called I Made It, with like 600 rappers involved in there. This is OWW Radio. I'm Alan Wojcik with Aaron Kendrick. Scott and Corey, our two producers, are here enjoying the festivities that is our pre-WrestleMania weekend. If you're digging what we do, we're here every Tuesday night, 9 and 11 p.m. We've got a Facebook page. We've got a Twitter. We've got everything that Aaron will mention at the end of the night. I think we've got our own shopping network somewhere. I'm not sure. Nick Anthony, will or...
I'm selling stuff at least.
You are
I got
awesome.
Oh, there's a beautiful
Anthony,
OWW Radio t-shirt.
Absolutely, which I'm hoping to wear in the next few months here. I know April Hunter is going to be getting one from us. She was awesome last week. We're going to get back into the WrestleMania stuff here. One of the final five matches on this show, which some of these are people are just sitting there going, dear God, why is this on the show? Some of them are going, yeah, totally, I'm in for that. Let's talk about Triple H versus Sheamus. We'll start with Scott and work our way back around. Who takes this and why?
I'm going to hit the bathroom during this match, so I don't really care, but I think Triple H is going to win.
Why, just because he's Lawson's son-in-law? Okay, Corey,
no,
who
no,
and why?
I just don't see Sheamus...
You don't dig Sheamus, is that why?
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Plain and simple.
Corey, you're going with Triple H also?
Sheamus on that level.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't see Sheamus on that level yet.
Aaron, who and why?
Well, I'm going to be the difference maker here, and I'm going to say Sheamus wins. But I think this is going to be the match where the bad guy wins, but the good guy wins the war at the end of the night. You know how they always, there's always at least one match where the bad guy wins, but as soon as that's over, like something happens and the good guy ends up prevailing. So maybe they bring out the enforcer Hornswoggle or something, and I don't know. I just see Sheamus winning and Triple H coming back, so I don't know.
All right. I'm going with Triple H just for the simple fact. I'm going with Triple H just because he fancies himself as the heir apparent to Ric Flair still, and you know Flair hardly ever lost on a Starrcade, so I think he's got the mindset of I'm never going to lose here. Moving on to the match that everyone that was involved in the medical field, including my wife, who's a patient care technician, is sitting there going, God, why is this going on? 62-year-old Vince McMahon is going to take on WWE Hall of Famer Bret the Hitman Hart in a street fight. He's not wearing pink and black, kids, unless he's got them on underneath in his underwear or his socks. I'm going to start this and work my way around. I'm really hoping the Harts get involved in this match, be it the Hart Legacy Tag Team. Hart Foundation 2.0 gets involved here. I can't see Bret losing this just because of the way this thing has been built up. I'm taking Bret Hart. Aaron, who are you taking and why?
Well, since it is a street fight, and plus, I mean, the wellness policy just banned chair shots to the head. I don't see Bret really getting hurt in this one, so I'm gonna go with Bret. And, you know, I'm just going to say that if Vince sees fit to actually beat Bret, even if it is the scenario that I just played out with Triple H and Sheamus at the end, then Vince truly has screwed over Bret. So I'm going to say that Bret wins, just because I don't think
Court.
Vince is going to sucker himself that low.
All right, Corey, do we get retribution for the Montreal incident, or is Vinnie Mac taking this thing?
Yeah, I think the only way for this to end is with Bret going out on top and riding off into the sunset like Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11 with his head held high, you know.
Scott, who are you taking, man?
Bret Hart, easily. I can't see him not winning at this point. You know, it's been building up for, you know, 13 years now. At this juncture, it's just got to be a win for Hart. I expect a lot of run-ins, a lot of interference, something big happening, maybe someone going through something or something exploding somewhere. You know, Vince already did that once. So I wouldn't pass him up doing it again. So I really just see something big, something over the top happening with Brett coming out in the end with a sharpshooter.
And fans, if you get the chance, find the Fight Network recent documentary that they, I believe it aired yesterday on Fight Network with Bret the Hitman Hart, Survival of the Hitman. I'm not sure if there's a link on our message board, which is OWW Genesis, or somewhere else. You got to see this documentary if you're a fan of Bret Hart. It's amazing. It totally goes with the Wrestling with Shadows. All right. We're going to save the title matches. We're going to talk about a lot of people want to see, and it got leaked, unfortunately, by one of the people in this match. It's the Career versus the Streak, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels taking on the man who has never lost at WrestleMania, in case you haven't realized it, The Undertaker. I mean, I feel like I've got a hole in my head that's been drilled in by WWE. The Undertaker's never lost. The Undertaker's never lost. He's not gonna lose. He's not gonna lose, and here's why. And I'm breaking kayfabe, and I don't care. Shawn Michaels has already done press interviews and saying he wants to take time off again to spend with his family, which is fine. I understand that. But I know it's impossible to have a kayfabe situation in certain parts of this world, but I gotta go with the Taker. Taker, it's his show, whether he's winning the belt or not. It's Taker's thing. Taker takes it. Aaron, who are you taking?
I'm taking Shawn Michaels just because, I mean, it's time for the streak to end. I mean, you know, it's like what happened with Goldberg. The longer the streak goes, the more it's going to start hurting The Undertaker. That's what started happening with Goldberg back in WCW. But, obviously with what you just brought up, I don't see Shawn Michaels sticking around very long. But I'm still going to say that Shawn beats him and says, hey, I've done everything that there is for me to do in this business, so I'm done.
Corey, who and why, man?
The guy I'd like to see win would be Michaels, because personally I'm more of a fan of Michaels than I am of Undertaker. That's not taking anything away from Undertaker. He's still one of my favorites. But I think everybody agrees that Shawn can put on a better show more consistently at this stage in the game than Undertaker can. And if one of them is going to leave, I would prefer it to be Taker.
I mean, but he debuted at his WrestleMania debut was WrestleMania 7, which, I mean, half the people that work on WrestleMania 7 aren't even in the business anymore. Right, Scott.
Half
talk
the people that watch the show weren't even
alive
with for WrestleMania 7.
Oh, hey, I'm probably the only one
me,
in the room.
Yeah, I've been following since 5, so don't feel too bad. When it comes to this match, I wish it was a loser leaves WWE match and in the double DQ, so they both go. But at this point, I see Undertaker winning. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't feel like there's a chance this man's ever going to lose. I just don't ever get that vibe. I know that's something that WWE is trying to build up, but they just can't really do it properly unless you do it with someone else. I mean, Shawn, it just doesn't work for me. I mean, it's got to be someone I can see winning, and right now there's just no one out there. This damn thing's never going to end.
We got 4 minutes left, which gives us plenty of time to run down the two world title matches. SmackDown's world champion, Chris Jericho. We talked about him earlier. The shock of all was putting the belt on him in Elimination Chamber. The former champ, Edge, is back to reclaim his title. I'm going to start it with Scott. Who takes this and why?
I really want Jericho to win this because lately Edge has always been, just seems to be getting the upper hand almost all the time. And I just think it would be more interesting to see Edge do all this, then come back, and then just somehow just not win it. I just think it would be really interesting to see that, and I'm going with Jericho. I think Jericho's going to win.
Corey, does your fellow Canadian, which fellow Canadian takes the belt? I'm sorry, Jericho's got dual citizenship and lives predominantly down here like Edge does, but which Canadian takes it and why?
Oh, this one's hard for me because I'd like to see both of them win, really. I'm a pretty big fan of both of the old guys, but I don't know. Edge seems like the perfect poster boy for where they're going right now. I just see them. I see him winning and getting a huge push after WrestleMania.
Aaron, who you got?
Well, I'm going to do this one a little bit different. I've been doing what I thought was going to happen. I'm going to say who I want to win is Jericho.
What?
Not to say that I don't like Edge. Not to say I don't like Edge. But Jericho, as I said earlier, I think Jericho is the better champion for a company at this juncture. You know, Edge, he's been working on the heel gimmick for several years now. So it's going to take time for him to get back into the good guy role. So I'm saying Jericho.
All right. I'm going with Jericho just because it's better to have the babyface chase the title in at least on one show and have him two babyface champs. I'm gonna go with Jericho. I'm probably wrong. I don't know why, but then it is the main event or the co-main event. In case you didn't realize it, because they droned it on Monday NyQuil last night, Batista, the current champion, takes on the 16,000-time champion and number 35 at the box office, John Cena. Now, I don't know if Cena's making a movie this year or not. We'll start it with Aaron. Champ keeps it, or does Marky Mark get the belt back?
Well, this is going to be my bathroom break for the night, but I'm going to say, just for the heck of it, I know Cena's going to win, so I'm just going to say Cena.
All right, we're against the time here, as they say in the radio terms. Corey, who and why, man?
I want to go with Batista, just because, actually, I've enjoyed his heel turn lately. I thought it's been pretty entertaining.
Scott, who and why?
I'm going with Corey on this. Batista's heel turn has just been amazing. This is the best his character's ever been. So hopefully he'll keep the title and Cena can keep chasing. That's where he's at his best.
All right, I'm going with Marky Mark. Like I said, one babyface has got to be a champ. One of them's got to be a chaser. Corey and Scott are going to stay on the line with us to talk afterward. Aaron is going to talk us out. I'm Alan Wojcik. Thanks for joining us. Aaron, take it away, man.
All right. As Corey and Scott know, we are on iTunes, where we have all of our shows, as well as over at clickwrestle.com. We are on Twitter, we have a Facebook page, as well as a YouTube channel. Also, Wrestle-Radio and WTR are where you may find us. OWW Radio is the gold standard of wrestling, as well as the most reliable wrestling source in the world. Our email address is radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com, and you can call in toll-free anytime during the week to leave questions and comments at 1-866-543-6990. Scott, Corey, Alan Wojcik, and Nick Anthony, and thanks for Lenny Leonard for calling in. I'm Aaron Kendrick, and this is OWW Radio.
Through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.